Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10-year NBA veteran, now an analyst for the Hornets. Been a lot of talk about the Cavs and Hornets maybe getting together on a deal tonight. He's with Fox Sports Southeast. Matt Carroll is with us. Hey, Matt, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. How you doing?
We're doing good. Oh, we'll be doing a lot better, Matt, if LeBron. We hear LeBron James re-signs with Cleveland here in the next few weeks.
I bet.
You know? So we're struggling with that. But in the meantime, the Cavs have moves to make, and so does Charlotte. There's been a lot of rumors about Kemba Walker and him possibly being traded. Yeah, he's got 1 year left on his deal. He's not getting, you know, compared to how good a player he is, he's not getting paid, you know, that much money. Are you surprised that they're willing to trade him now or no?
You know, I got to say this. You know, Kemba, Kemba's a good friend of mine. We played together, you know, back when I was playing years ago. But he's a great player. He's an even better person. You know, in this city, he's been here since he was a rookie. He's well loved, well respected, in the community, on the court, off the court. I think the idea of Kemba leaving Charlotte is very disappointing. But I think anybody who's been around and knows the game like you guys do, it's just part of the business, you know. And I think wherever he does land, if it does happen, that team's getting a winner, and they're getting a heck of an asset, you know, in Kemba Walker. So. But I think everybody in Charlotte's kind of bracing. But at the same time, everybody kind of understands the business part, too. You know, you get it that, listen, he's got one more year left. He's got a ton of value. Then after this contract is up, and now granted around, you know, $12, $13 million, that's a pretty good deal for an NBA All-Star per season. But after that, he's going to be up for, you know, close to a max deal. You know, and the question will become, you know, do you want to pay Kemba Walker or a player like him, you know, $30-plus million? You know, it's kind of what you're looking at for the Hornets. So that's a big number, you know, over those years. So it's not an easy call. It's not an easy decision. And I'm curious to see how this is going to play out.
You know, we had a guest on who said he's a poor man's Kyrie. I actually think it's kind of an insult to Kemba, because Kemba's – I don't – if you said Kyrie Irving's a 10, I think Kemba's a 9. Like, I don't think he's that far below Kyrie Irving. What say you?
Yeah, I would have to agree with you, and I love Kyrie. I think, obviously, he's one of the best guards in the game. You guys have seen him up close and personal for a while. But Kemba Walker does some things that, you know, you really don't even see. They don't even show up on a stat sheet. You know, he's that type of guy where, you know, clutch, crunch time, he wants the ball. You know, it's a tie game. He wants to take the big shot. He doesn't shy away from the big moment. What I've loved about Kemba, he's gotten better each and every season. You know, when I played with him early on as a rookie, he wasn't known as a three-point shooter. You know, guards would go under pick and rolls, dare him to shoot threes, and he worked at it. And he's a you know, basketball junkie, put time in the gym, and now he's one of the best three-point shooters in the league, and if not the Eastern Conference.
We're talking with Matt Carroll, longtime NBA veteran, now an analyst for the Hornets. Matt, you know, there's been a lot of talk about could Charlotte trade Batum as part of a deal, say, hey, we'll trade you Kemba Walker. Like, in other words, do you think they're trying to trade Kemba Walker to get rid of Batum's contract? Is that a big part of it? Or is it more important to get a big piece, a draft pick, something for the future?
You know, I would say that if Kemba Walker gets traded, I think there has to be someone else involved, and there has to be a pretty big and heavy contract that would probably come along with that. And that's with no knowledge of it. I'm just speaking, you know, my mind on that. But I just feel like there's a couple contracts on this roster that the Hornets would probably like to do away with, you know. So
yeah.
I think to involve Kemba with the trade tonight, I would anticipate another big contract, you know, coming off the books and off the roster of the Hornets in exchange for what they're getting in return.
Nicholas Batum is a really good player, but he makes a lot of money, and if the Hornets are a bad team or an average team this year, that's why it's a bad contract. I mean, Batum on the Cavs could actually help them. I know it's a lot of money, but they could probably make that work. You know, what have you seen out of Batum, and how do you think he would fit in Cleveland?
Yeah, I think Nick Batum in the right situation is a great player, you know, and I think what happened here in Charlotte, you know, listen, it's not his fault he got a great contract. You know, it was the year that, you know, hey, the salary cap jumped up over $20 million, and he was the guy that if Charlotte wasn't going to pay him that year, there was other teams going to pay him that money anyway. So he was going to get it just because there wasn't that much out there in free agency. So that wasn't his fault. He got a great deal, good for him, but he's a good player. And if you put him on the right team, you pair him with a guy like LeBron, I mean, he can do a lot of special things. I mean, I love LeBron as a player. I love him as a playmaker. I mean, heck, to be a spot-up shooter, I would have loved to play LeBron. You know, he makes the game easy for guys that can shoot. You know, a guy like Nick Batum, he's like that too. He's a pass-first player, but he can score. But he's kind of got that French mentality where he likes to get others involved. You know, a guy like Boris Diaw who can do a little bit of everything, very versatile, has good size on defense, but can also have big scoring nights too. But I just love the fact that he makes others better because of his ability to pass the basketball and his size.
Matt, right now, this moment in time, who is the better athlete? Michael Jordan, the owner of the team, or Michael B. Jordan, the actor? Who's in better shape?
You know what? I haven't I got to go with MJ. I got to go with the real MJ. You know what's amazing with him? You know, he'll come down from time to time and practice to shoot around with the guys. And I see Michael where one day I think he's not in shape, but he'll still go up there and dunk. And he's still got those long arm and those big hands, and he'll still find a way to one-on-one stop guys. So I don't care how old he gets. I don't care how much he might look out of shape. Michael Jordan is still Air Jordan in my eyes.
I mean, he's, I think, what, like 28, 30 years older than you? Like, if you played him one-on-one, could you take him at this point?
Not right now. 5 years ago, I think I could have. Here's the thing. He would never challenge me in a free throw contest, but he always wanted to play me one-on-one. That tells you something right there, you know.
We're talking with a 10-year NBA vet, Hornets analyst, Matt Carroll with us. Matt, you talked about some of the bad contracts. Do you expect Charlotte to make a trade tonight, or at least, you know, the Cavs can't technically trade their eighth pick tonight. They'd have to trade the player when it becomes official, like a month or whatever. But do you expect at the end of tonight, is it your anticipation that they will be involved in a deal, or do you expect it to be a lot of talk and in the end they're going to just draft the player at 11 and that's that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm 50-50. I think if you asked me a couple of days ago before they did a Dwight Howard trade, I'd say we're definitely going to make a trade on draft night. But after trading Dwight Howard, it's got me thinking. And I think a lot of people now are kind of confused and don't know what to expect. You know, you kind of think, did they do the Dwight Howard trade because they're keeping Kemba? So I think trying to figure out why they did the Dwight Howard trade when they did has created some confusion on whether or not they're going to definitely do a deal tonight.
Speaking of Dwight, Matt, where is Dwight Howard as a player? Obviously, he's not the superstar that he was, but he had a pretty good year, at least statistically. I mean, no offense, but we're not watching Charlotte play very often here. Yeah. So we don't, you know, we're not seeing him on a regular basis last season. The numbers were a little better. Like, if Brooklyn buys him out, you know, there's been a lot of talk about how he fits chemistry-wise. Like, would it make sense if LeBron comes back for the Cavs to, you know, try to give him the mid-level exception or something like that and bring him in? Does that make sense for the Cavs, you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I got to say this. Last season, if you watched the Hornets game, you were very impressed with Dwight Howard. Right. I mean, his numbers, I mean, he was close to 17 and 13 all season. You know, 15th year, he's healthy, playing every game. You know, he had a 32-30 game. I mean, his numbers, honestly, were incredible for at any stage of your career. And I think a lot of Charlotte fans are kind of like, why would you get rid of him? I mean, he looked good. The silver lining is other players did not play as well with him. So you understand some guys' numbers look good, but others guys, Nick Batum, there was other players on this team that because of, and no knock against Dwight, it's just his style of basketball does not make other people better. But then again, hey, he rebounds. He blocks shots. He can score 20 points. He can catch lobs. He still is in great physical shape and condition and can really be productive in the right situation. You know, so maybe somebody with LeBron, you pair him with LeBron, maybe he fits a lot better in the Cavs system than he did in Charlotte. You know, in Charlotte, they needed so much movement, pick and rolls, and there was some talk, hey, Dwight's just trying to get numbers. It's all about him. It's not about Whammy. You heard some things like that. Is there some truth to that? There might be. But it's hard to say when you're not in the locker room every day exactly what's going on, you know?
You know, when Mitch Kupchak was in L.A., he did acquire Mozgov, and Mozgov was a part of this deal to come to Charlotte. Do you guys feel like Mozgov's going to be an impactful player for the Hornets here?
You know, I think based on last year, it's hard to think that, right? I mean, I think if you look at Mozgov, he's a similar player to Dwight, right? He's kind of your traditional old-school back-to-the-basket center, which you're not seeing a lot of those players in the NBA anymore. And I think Dwight, I mean, look what he did this year. I mean, his numbers are, you know, 3-4 times as good as Mozgov. So you're kind of scratching your head as far as, like, well, why would you want him and not Dwight? But I think there's just something deeper to it. You know, there's something about chemistry. There's something about, you know, who do you want to play with? What kind of guy do we need on this team or don't need on this team? So I just think there's more to it than just kind of looking from the outside of, like, hey, Dwight had a good year, which he did. Why would you want to get rid of him? So I think there's a little more to it. But with that all being said, I was impressed with Dwight, and I think he can still help the team for sure.
All right, Matt, let's wrap it up with some Matt Carroll-related trivia. You ready?
Yes, do it.
Okay, you mentioned that MJ wants to play you one-on-one but didn't want to play you in a free-throw shooting contest, right? In your first full season in the NBA, it was the 2005-2006 season with the Charlotte Bobcats, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You shot 82% from the line that year, which was second best on the Bobcats. You're looking at that roster, okay, for guys that played at least 35 games, who was the only guy that had a better free throw percentage than you on that roster?
Oh, my goodness. That's a tough one.
Very tough.
Holy heck. 2005, 2000. So you guys are testing my age here, too.
I'll be honest. You want me to give you a clue?
Yeah, I need a clue. I do.
The guy that was his only season in the NBA.
One season in the NBA? Are you serious?
He played. I didn't realize that when I asked you the question, but now, I looked at it after, and he played 39 games that year for you guys.
Okay. I'm going to go with, let me ask you this. Is he foreign, international, or no?
Is he
an international player or American?
Nope. Went to the University of Minnesota.
Oh, Kevin Burleson.
There it is.
That was tough. All right.
Jeez.
I never even heard of Kevin Burleson, Dustin.
I've not. I've heard of
Nate Burleson. You know, his brother's the football player, Nate Burleson.
Okay. Oh, it is his brother. Okay. We didn't know. Okay. Yeah, there we go. That's funny. All right, Matt, great stuff, man. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Matt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.